the Mom Genus Podcast. Two dental hygienists who became friends and later became moms, who understand the struggles, the joys, and the self-doubt of raising kids, staying sane, and working. Listen to our regular conversations about everything except the kitchen sink.
Welcome to the Mom Genus Podcast with Christy, Jasmine, and Karen. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Mom Genus Podcast. This is Jasmine.
This is Christy.
And we're very excited to actually have one of our listeners of our podcast on our show. We're so super excited to meet her, Barbara Kristoff. What's awesome is she's showing her face. Christy and I do not care. We're not showing her our face because we're looking busted right now.
I had to. Right now, I'm in my son's room, who is away at college.
College. My computer's a dinosaur. I don't even have a webcam, so that's how it is for me.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara, for being on our show. We're super duper excited to talk with you. I think this topic that we're going to be talking about is so very important, and you're the first guest that we've had talking about pediatric dentistry. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Barbara, how many children do you have?
I have three children. I have two girls and a boy.
Oh, what are their ages?
Well, I'm an old lady, so my kids are 25, 21, and 17.
You're not an old lady at all.
No, not at all.
Well, I'm past all the preschool stuff and all the grade school stuff, and I'm almost done with, you know, getting them through school.
So. We just need you. We need you. You're the audience that we need as well, because, you know, for me, I'm still in the thick of it. Jasmine has school-age children. I have a toddler and school-age children. And sometimes I feel like, what am I going to even look like when they finally graduate high school?
So what is it like when you hear us talking about our kids in this stage? Like, what do you think about us as we're talking about this?
Oh, I love to hear it. And I loved the interview with your daughter.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun one. No, I love hearing about kids because I love kids. You know, I work with kids. And one of the reasons is because I like kids. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to grow up and be a mommy. That's really all I wanted to be until I figured out that you couldn't make a living doing that.
We should.
That's right.
Really should. We should get paid for it. Well, it's a labor of love.
It is. And you know, I think there was an article that said that if mothers were to get paid for their work, it would be $200,000 a year or something like that for the kind of work.
Oh, I believe it. I've heard that before too. Yeah.
So I love the fact that you said you wanted to be a mommy. You know, yeah. We played with dolls. I don't think I ever wanted, I actually didn't expect to have any children. So the fact that I have children and one of them looks like me, it's it's hilarious when you see them walking around and just growing up and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's neat. And, you know, I've been at my practice so long that I see, you know, the 4-year-olds that I just, you know, when I just started there, grow up and go off to college. It's like I send off all these babies to college every year.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. So how long have you been in pediatric dentistry?
Been in pediatrics. It'll be 21 years next month.
Oh, wow.
I love it.
So right from hygiene school, you went into peds?
I was in private practice for a while. I was in general dentistry for a while for a guy I was working with as an assistant before I was in hygiene school. So, I did that for a long time. And I've been a hygienist for 27 years.
Oh, okay.
So I've been doing it a long time. But, you know, I never felt that I found where I needed to be until I was working at the pediatric office.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I found my niche and I found, you know, my thing.
Incredible. So how does someone that once, when you thought about you growing up, you wanted to be a mommy, land in dentistry?
You gotta make a living. I always thought teeth were cool, and I originally wanted to be an assistant, an orthodontic assistant. But I also wanted to go to college, and in Illinois, where I live, they didn't need to go to school. You could be trained on the job, and I wanted something that I could get a college education. And then I saw the difference in salaries, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be a hygienist.
I remember someone, a dental assisting instructor, telling me when I was looking into dental hygiene, don't do that. It's so boring and repetitive. Go into dental assisting. And I'm like, if I'm going in for something that I love, it's not going to be any of this. I mean, I'm going in there to have a living, like a career.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, I have to be smart. And it just so happened that I fell in love with it. It was made for me. It really was. It wasn't planned. It was more of a strategy for my lifestyle. But man, yeah, I fell in love.
Yeah.
I
can remember when I was looking for a dental assisting job before I was in hygiene school. I went to this interview and I'm like, yeah, I want to be a hygienist. And the dentist actually said to me, why would you want to be a hygienist? All it does is license you to use a tool that assistants can't use. And I'm like, well, I'm sure there's more to it. Like, I didn't know I was like 18 at the time. And what did I know? But I'm like, I was like, I'm sure there's more to it than that, but whatever.
So you're a hygienist and you found your dream practice in a pediatric office. Obviously, you're not the only hygienist there.
No.
How many do you have?
There's like six, but we don't all work at the same time.
How many patients do you see in a day?
We see patients every half an hour. For the older kids, we get 40 minutes, which isn't, we don't get a lot of time. So on a busy day, I can see up to 16 patients.
I have a question. What do you think is the biggest challenge for our pediatric patients in this field? I'm thinking more on like early childhood decay. How do you feel like we as hygienists could really help this issue other than just saying, don't eat candy?
That's actually a good question. First of all, I think taking regular x-rays is really important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't live in an upscale area, but I work in an upscale area.
Sure. You
know, there's a lot of people who are against fluoride. They're against x-rays. And I'm sure this isn't part of the public health part of it, but where I'm at, the people that don't have x-rays or don't believe in fluoride are the ones with a gazillion cavities.
Right.
It happened to a family member of mine. She was having some financial issues and whatever, and her husband had severe health problems. But anyway, she came in just for a simple cleaning. I took x-rays and 8 cavities.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it because she's the kind of like, she
right.
feeds kids fruits and vegetables. Like this is her only son. So she really takes care of him and, you know, brushing and flossing, and it's really important to her. And I believed her when she said she takes care of him. It's just, you know, I think there's a lot more to it than just flossing and diet and brushing. There's a whole lot of factors that go into it.
So what are your conversations like, Barbara, with a patient like that?
Well, since this was a family member, it was a hard conversation because I didn't know what to say to her, because for her, this was a lot of money to spend. It was, you know, over $2,000 worth of dental work.
Wow.
When you know, her husband had been out of work because of horrible medical issues. Yeah. So, anyway, where was I going with this? So that was a lot of money, and she ended up having to go somewhere else. The things that they wanted to do to him at the first office, they wanted they wanted to pull teeth and do this and that. And I think it was only because public aid paid for it, not because that what was best for the child.
Right.
That gap really bothers me. Like, why can't he get what he needs without just doing something because they pay for it?
Right.
It's kind of irritating. Or parents don't want something if insurance doesn't pay for it.
Something's got to change.
Exactly. Have you read Teeth?
Have I read Teeth?
Yes, the book by Mary Otto.
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Oh, yes. You've got to check it out. You've got to check it out.
Teeth.
Yes. I will post it in our group as a reminder. Are you in a safe place for Mom Genist?
Yes.
Okay. That book has changed a lot of people's perspectives, kind of talking about what you just mentioned and just the complexity of dental care in general and how the issues that are facing, especially the pediatric world, it starts with the story of Diamante Driver and then takes a look at dentistry as a whole and some of the policy and advocacy surrounding that. And that's definitely something that all of us should read. I'm just starting it. I was supposed to start it early. I just haven't had time to read the entire book.
I'm going to definitely look into that one.
I have a confession, Jasmine.
What's that?
I downloaded that book.
Oh, you did?
And you guys got Audible too, so now I have to download
it. I have a lot of like hidden passion about this subject that I don't know what to do with. At first I was like, yes, let's make more hygienists. with expanded functions to serve the needs. And then I'm like, is that the answer? Now, do I think that they could have a hand in helping this issue? I do, but I often wonder, what is the financial side of that?
Right. And that's something I struggle with too. Like, I would love to be able to do that, but do I actually have, you know, the money to do it? No, I don't.
Right.
And we'll say, I mean, Kyle Isaacs, she's got like her own little mobile thing that she takes around. And like, I could do something like that. Like, but there's no way I could afford to open up an office.
But I'd also like to know, what is the reimbursement for that? Exactly. Even having a mobile chair that you go to other people's homes with.
I think you can get grants for that kind of thing, but don't quote me on that because I'm not really sure how well that works. But I would love to really do something like that or figure out a solution, because what's happening now isn't working.
And that's what I feel. I feel like when you were talking about a patient who you believe them when they say, I care for their mouth, I watch their diet. I mean, there's no real help. And I just feel like, what has to change? Should hygienists be in different places sooner?
Yeah, I don't know the answer. I wish I did. I mean, I wish there could be where hygienists could just practice by themselves. First of all, I think all hygienists across the United States should be able to do the same stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It drives me nuts because my husband's always like, let's move to Florida. And I'm like, do you understand what I have to do?
Yeah, I already did this, buddy. Oh, goodness. So one question I had for you. Barbara, another question is, my other subject is what we in dentistry sometimes say to parents that are breastfeeding. What do you usually recommend, or what do you think about that? You have some parents that breastfeed well after a year, you know, on demand. And there was a post that I had seen where they were like, as soon as your baby has teeth, don't breastfeed during the night. And I was like, oh yeah, right. My baby had teeth at 6 months. Are you kidding? Oh, I'm going to feed them and go right back to sleep. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about that?
Well, you know, my personal opinion on that is do what you want with the breastfeeding, as long as you can, you know, as long as it's something that works for both you and the child. But you also have to think about, you know, the dental issues that can come along with it. If you're breastfeeding at night, wipe the kid's mouth out or something, do something, because there is sugar in breast milk. I had a patient new, you know, the kid was like, I don't know. I don't remember how old, 1.5, 2 maybe, but like on the older side of sleeping with mom and breastfeeding. Right. And the kid had a bunch of cavities and we were trying to say, you need to do these things or wean them off the bottle or whatever. And I hear so much stuff. Incredible. And then I had another mom. Kid cried, and the mom gave him a bottle with what looked like juice. Oh, how much juice is he having? She's like, this isn't juice. And she said it was tea with honey in it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word.
Yeah. Well, how much honey? Oh, well, it's only just like a quarter teaspoon or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, right. What kid would drink that? I don't know.
Yeah. I want to go back to the breastfeeding, because if someone told me that I had to wipe my baby's mouth out at night at 2 o'clock in the morning when I just fed them and I had barely had enough amount of sleep, I would have knocked them upside the head and kept them moving. Okay. So,
yeah,
because it's like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Now, will I wipe my baby's mouth out throughout the day? Yes. At night, they're going to get a ninny pop right in there and I'm going to feed them. Pop it back out, go to sleep. And that's what I did with my second one.
Right.
And she's cavity free. However, my first daughter is not cavity free, because I was like one of those gung-ho mothers, not going to give fluoride and do xylitol, but not enough xylitol for her. And she had very close contacts and she wind up getting cavity on one tooth.
Yes,
and a proximal. And I was flossing and doing what I needed to do, but she wasn't getting enough protection for her teeth. And so that was to the extreme of keeping the mouth clean, and still I couldn't prevent it. And she had a very healthy diet.
Well, genetics play a role in it too.
Absolutely.
You guys know that.
These are the conversations that maybe other hygienists won't find as interesting or have anything to say.
Have you ever seen those brushes that go on your finger and they have a little brush on them?
Brushies.
Yeah, brushies.
Yeah, I had those. I loved those because that's what I would do. I mean, I didn't feed my kids long enough for them to have teeth, but, you know, I would feed them their nighttime bottle, but then I would take the thing and wipe their teeth off with the brushy thing. So that was, you know, as soon as they were off the bottle and they couldn't stand, I used a regular toothbrush. for me, it was easy for me to get him off the bottle because once I ran out of formula, I was like, okay, no more bottle. And I just, instead of giving him a bottle, I would read him a book and put him to bed.
I mean, we can't do anything about formula. Infant formula is definitely cariogenic. Mm-hmm. It's a proven fact. It has added sugar for taste. It's going to be cariogenic. And so, yes, brushing teeth and making sure they don't go to bed with the bottle. The breastfeeding issue to me is still, it's a little bit of uncharted territory. I think it's something that we still don't understand well. I mean, breast milk has sugar, but it's so unique and especially formulated for our young that I still question, like, what is it? And I wonder if hygienists would be better suited seeing these mamas before their babies have teeth.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I agree. And how can we do that? How can we do that?
Pregnant moms.
But here's the thing. When you're a pregnant mom, you're not going to remember what the hygienist told you when you're pregnant after labor. After labor, you're going to be like, well, what was yesterday? What's my name?
You know, it'd be really fun is to like work in a hospital and teach new moms how to do that. You know?
Absolutely.
Although they would be here at the point, you know, when you're in the hospital, but I'm talking like do a class at a hospital or, you know, maybe get some information in those bags they send you home with. Or
I'd like to see us enter a lactation world, and there's different ways to do that, different levels, but we'll see.
So my question is just to backtrack, because you talked about how when you first graduated, you didn't stumble into pediatrics right away. You didn't go in there. You actually spent some time in other areas of dentistry. So just for the listeners and mothers or soon-to-be mothers who may be interested in branching out in a specialty for dentistry, what would you say as a word of encouragement for those who are interested in pediatrics? What kind of qualities are necessary in order to work in pediatrics long term? Can you share that with the listeners for those who may be interested in working in that field?
You just really, one, have to love kids. I think moms would make a better hygienist at a pediatric office than those who are not moms because, you know, you have to know kids really because kids can cry because they want mom to be there, but they're only, how do I say this? They're only crying for mom. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To get mom's attention sometimes. And you have to differentiate between that and are they crying because they're really scared? Are they really scared? And you have to learn how to talk to them. That's the things. But if you have a passion for pediatrics, go for it. I mean, apply. I mean, I don't have any other things to say than that. And you just have to have a passion for it, I think.
Well, you know, just thinking about what you just said, I know some hygienists are not mothers and are in pediatrics and they are doing well. So I think, yes, you have to love children in general, but I think there are some advantages of being a mom. You may be able to understand some aspects of parenthood and be able to give tips and strategies that have worked for you. I know that for me, I didn't really understand that until I had my own children. Right. But I do feel that having that patience, having a real love for children, and to make an impact, especially with working with the vulnerable populations, making an impact to give them greater access to care. So I think that all falls within there too.
Right.
If listeners are interested in contacting you, how can they reach out to you?
I can give my email. It's barbpedsrdh@outlook.com.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And of course, you are on Facebook. Are you on LinkedIn also?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. So we try to keep our episodes short because, as you know, most moms, we don't have that much of an attention span. At least I don't, because I put my podcast on like 1.5 rate or 2. Like I'm trying to zip through them. But anywho, I really appreciate you on having this discussion. But we do appreciate you being a listener and being on our podcast and joining in a conversation with us. We really appreciate you, Barbara.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Barbara.
You are quite welcome. All right. Well, good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review.
Like us on Facebook.
See you next time.